Illinois Public Media News. This is 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Oriana. It's Thursday, July 31st. Coming up, we'll learn about what is coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign research assistants have taken the next step toward union representation under the Graduate Employees Organization, or GEO. IPM's Stephanie Mosqueda has more.
The Illinois Educational Labor Relations Board certified the results of a union election, officially recognizing research assistants as union members. Before the election, only teaching assistants and other graduate employees were represented. Arthur Paganini is a graduate student, part of the GEO. He says being part of the union will ensure research assistants have the support they need too.
TA's working conditions are, you know, students' learning conditions. TAs do a lot of the teaching, right? RAs do a lot of the research. So if the RAs and the TAs and all the other workers at the university, if they're being compensated well, if they're treated with respect, then that actually improves the quality of the research and the teaching here at the university.
The next step is negotiating with the university to include research assistants in the union's existing contract. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda, IPM News.
Harmful algae blooms can become more frequent as temperatures rise. Amy Weckel is the assistant director of the Illinois Water Resources Center. She told the 21st show that farm runoff is another factor.
General climate predictions are indicating that warmer temperatures and increases in rainfall, they're predicted. And when coupled with the agricultural practices that erode the soil and reduce nutrient retention, it's very likely that these things, the nutrients will continue to be washed into the water bodies, which increase the likelihood that blooms will occur and then those blooms will become harmful.
The city of Mattoon's water system was contaminated by an algae bloom earlier this month. That led to do not drink orders that were resolved through water treatment. Plans are also in the works to spray algicide at Lake Mattoon and Lake Paradise to prevent future toxic algae growth. Illinois Secretary of State Alexi Genilius' new campaign, Driving Change, aims to make car insurance rates based on one's driving record, not their age or credit score. Lexi Woodcock has more.
Secretary Genilius is calling for auto insurance groups to calculate rate making on one thing, an individual's driving record. But Genilius says Illinoisans living in predominantly minority zip codes currently pay at least 10 times more than those who do not. He said the same is true for older drivers.
In fact, an Illinois driver with good credit and a DUI will get a lower premium than a driver with poor credit and no DUI. Safe drivers with poor credit score pay a whopping $850 more annually than a driver with a DUI that has excellent credit.
The secretary says these price disparities are largely due to socioeconomic factors such as one's credit score.
The One Big Beautiful Bill signed by President Trump earlier this month cut Medicaid spending by $1 trillion. Critics say those cuts will put 300 hospitals across the nation at risk of closure. Democratic Congressman and U.S. Senate candidate Raja Krishnamurti toured Franklin Hospital in the southern Illinois town of Benton on Tuesday. Researchers from the University of North Carolina say Franklin is one of 9 Illinois hospitals that could see devastating impacts from the cuts. Franklin Hospital CEO Jim Johnson says the hospital isn't going anywhere.
We're not going to close, you know, against the common or what was put out recently. We're here to stay. And our financial track record bears that out.
Even if the hospital doesn't close, Krishnamurti worries these cuts will have a devastating effect on rural health care.
We can't really operate our rural economy without these hospitals because these patients have nowhere else to go. In a lot of cases, they'd have to drive hours to get the treatment that they would otherwise receive here.
Krishnamurti outlined 3 steps to prevent negative impacts: raise awareness on the issue, hold lawmakers who voted for the cuts accountable, and make changes to the cuts before they go into effect in January of 2027. Still to come, we'll learn about what is coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies, cooler temperatures, and a chance of showers with a high of 78 degrees and a northeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 58 degrees, northeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 79 degrees, northeast wind 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 55 degrees, northeast wind 10 miles per hour. And for Saturday, sunny with a high of 79 degrees and an east wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, millions of Illinoisans have arrest and conviction records, and those can make it difficult to get housing or a job. We'll talk with members of a Bloomington Normal group who are working to change that. Plus, a zoo in the Quad Cities is providing care and shelter to displaced animals from around the world. I'm Christine Herman. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Oriana.
From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Patricia Bradford.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, July 31st, Beautiful, the Carol King musical opens at the Virginia Theater in Champaign. Penny, I am in this musical. I'm not Carol King.
Who are you then?
I'm in the Shirelles. We're like a doo-wop group. We sing some good songs. There's only good songs in this. I did not know that Carole King wrote so many songs.
Okay.
She did, and this musical follows the career of Carole King, including familiar and unforgettable music. She also wrote songs like The Locomotion and Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?
Wow.
I was surprised and impressed. Beautiful runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m., one weekend only. Visit thevirginia.org for tickets and more information.
Also Thursday, July 31st, Somewhere, a primer for the end of days at Station Theater in Urbana. The play runs two weekends. Performances are Thursday through Saturdays at 7:30 and Sundays at 2 p.m., all through August 7th. Somewhere in North America, insects have disappeared and crops have died, all under mysterious circumstances. Two siblings set out on their bicycles, chasing hope and change through a suffering land. For more information on this play, head to stationtheater.ludus.com.
On Friday, August 1st, Irish Fest is at Allerton Park in Monticello from 6 to 9 p.m. This is an outdoor concert with Springfield area band Skibbereen, as well as Charter Flaw, which performs Irish and Scottish traditions. You can catch Irish Fest at 6 p.m. at Allerton Park on Friday, August 1st.
Also Friday, August 1st, it's the day of outdoor concerts. Paxton Main Street First Friday's concert series kicks off in Paxton. From 7 to 9 p.m., you can enjoy an outdoor concert the first Friday of each month this summer. This month, it features Back in Time, the classic rock band.
And on Saturday, August 2nd, it's the 7th annual Crystal Lake Park Art Fair. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday and on Sunday, local and regional art vendors featuring paintings, textiles, photography, and more will be featured.
Sunday, August 3rd, the Coneflowers and guest Meadowhawk Duet are live at Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana. From 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., this concert is in support of ongoing flood recovery in North Carolina.
And on Sunday, August 3rd, more live music. Luke Rund is performing at Cast Iron Pub in Tuscola starting at 5 p.m. You can enjoy an acoustic mix.
Well, I can be your lucky penny, or you can be my four-leaf clover. Starting over.
Now, for more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And a note before we go, some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Patricia Bradford.
And we'll talk to you next time.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by me, Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Stephanie Mosqueda, Lexi Woodcock, Stephanie Oriana, Brian Sapp, Kimberly Schofield, and Patricia Bradford. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Stephanie Oriana. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.